everyone. Welcome to The Health Cafe. I'm your host, Vanessa Tiu. Today is the first official episode of The Health Cafe. I'm really excited because I feel like this has been such a long process and something I've been wanting to do for so long, and you guys have been anticipating this. It's been very long awaited, but we're finally doing it and we're doing the damn thing. Today is the first episode of The Health Cafe. So before we jump right into the podcast, today's episode is really just a welcome to the Health Cafe, kind of telling you guys what the podcast is going to be about, how it's going to work, the segments, all that fun stuff, and really just getting to know me more, especially if you only follow me on Instagram or maybe on TikTok, or maybe you're just stumbling upon this podcast. I really wanted to do kind of an intro to me, who I am as your host, so you guys can have a bit of a better understanding just what my background is in the health, wellness, fitness industry, and overall just kind of understand who I am a little bit better. As I mentioned, both in my YouTube vlog as well as in the trailer, I really just want this to be a place for open, honest conversations, whether that stays on topic of health, fitness, wellness, or kind of travels into the whole lifestyle space and just being a young adult, a young woman in her 20s, and all that life brings with that. Overall, honest conversations that are really open and kind of explore deeper topics and just have more of a deeper space to chat with you guys. So let's talk segments. I know not every podcast has segments, and you don't necessarily need segments to have a good podcast, but personally, when I'm listening to a podcast, I love segments and just having the episodes chunked up into these different bits of pieces or just things that the host talks about and says every single episode before they get into the bulk of the episode. As a podcast listener, that's something that I really enjoy, and that's something that I really wanted to bring into the Health Cafe. So I've created 4 segments for you guys, so let me list them and then we'll get into today's episode, today's segments, and overall just the first episode. If you guys can probably tell, and like I mentioned, I want this just to be open and raw and real, it's probably going to take me a bit to get used to the whole podcasting space, and this is much different for me than doing YouTube or Instagram or TikTok, so it might take me a few episodes to kind of find my flow and get into it, but overall I just hope you guys enjoy. The first segment of The Health Cafe is going to be called What's Fueling Me Today, or This Week, or just in general, what has been fueling me recently. And that can be a few things that I have kind of left open for interpretation or for what I'm feeling that day that I'm recording the episode. It can be both what I'm grateful for, something that's pushing me to work on my passions, whether that's a physical thing or just my mindset and what's been helping me recently, or overall something that has just been helping me get my ish done, whether that's again a physical thing or more of a mindset thing. The next segment is called My Recent Go-To, and this is pretty simple, pretty self-explanatory. It's my recent faves, so just a few products or just overall things that I have been loving recently. I'm going to share just a few of those at the beginning of every episode in this segment. The next segment is called What I'm Sipping On, and this is just a little bit of a life update, life chat, pretty brief, pretty short, but just anything that's been going on in my life recently that I want to catch you guys up on, just something that is like a mini chat before we get into the actual episode. And then the last segment is called Spill the Tea, and that is what the topic of the episode would be about. So whether we're talking about something in health, fitness, wellness, lifestyle, whatever the topic for the episode is, it will be in the Spill the Tea segment. Basically, the main bulk and actual talk of the episode. So let's actually get into today's episode and today's segments. So what's fueling me today? One thing that I'm just super grateful for right now is being able to start this podcast, just because there were so many things in the past holding me back from starting the podcast, basically just my own insecurities. I was always really insecure that I didn't have a super podcasty podcaster voice. My voice is something I've always been really insecure of, and even if you go back and watch like a lot of my older YouTube videos, not that I ever intentionally meant to, but anytime the camera went on, I kind of had a bit of a fake voice put on. Yes, my voice has probably changed over the course of the nearly 6 years that I've been doing YouTube, but if you go back, even, I want to say, 3 years ago to some of my older videos, you can really tell that my voice is a little bit fake, a little bit put on, and that's just something that personally I adapted because I was always really insecure of my voice. I've never thought I've had, like, a nice voice, if that makes sense, and I'm sure that's probably both a pretty common and also kind of odd insecurity, but it's one of the big things that previously held me back from doing a podcast is that I used to get a lot of comments on my videos saying that my voice was obnoxious or that I should stop talking, and that kind of got to me for a few years, but this past year has kind of just been building up my confidence to actually starting the podcast and climbing over that hill and saying, you know what, screw them. I can do this whether I have a podcasty style voice or not. It doesn't really matter if this is something that I want to do. I just need to push myself past that and go for it because I think everybody has different voices, and that's not something you can really change. Honestly, some people are always going to think my voice is obnoxious. Some people may think it's soothing, and that's honestly not something that's really of my concern because it's not something that I can change. I can't change the opinions of others. I can only change the opinion of my own. And so that was kind of just a little molehill turned into a mountain that I needed to climb over in the past year of actually getting me to start this podcast. So looping back around to what my original point was that I am just grateful to be able to start the podcast and finally have gotten over that insecurity of my voice not being a super podcaster voice and just starting this and finally being here on the podcasting platform, which is something else. Is I also thought that, you know, I already do YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, kind of a lot of platforms that I didn't necessarily need to be on another platform. But so many of you were reaching out and saying that I should start a podcast and that I would be really good on a podcast. And that kind of also gave me the last little confidence boost that I needed. So overall, that is what is fueling me today. Moving on to my recent go-tos. Now that it's warmer out, it is iced dirty chai latte season. So if you guys follow my YouTube or subscribed, or even if you follow my Instagram as well, you know that last year around middle of May, I started making dirty iced chais at home. And that has been my recent go-to for this year as well, specifically with the Tazo chai concentrate, which is what they use at Starbucks. And I'm honestly just obsessed with it. I think it's so good. Or even sometimes just a regular iced chai, just with a little bit of oat milk, cinnamon on the top, iced. It literally is perfect for a hot day, a hot morning, which it has been crazy warm in Toronto recently. And it's just perfect. Go sit outside on your balcony, or if you have like an outdoor space, it's beautiful. I love it. Another thing that I've been loving are the Revive Superfoods frozen meals. And I'm not typically someone that would go for frozen meals, but these are actually super healthy. They have no additives. Most of them are plant-based as well, which I absolutely love, and they're super high in protein. But for those of you that know, I am in the moving process, and so I've been trying to keep my fridge pretty empty so that I don't have to, you know, haul a whole bunch of food with me to my new place. And so these have been the perfect, especially quick, easy make meal, so I don't have to dirty a bunch of dishes. I can just get things packed up and ready to go. They have been perfect for the moving process, so I'm currently loving those. And the last of my recent faves is actually the EOS Mint Lip Balm. I was obsessed with EOS in probably, I want to say, grade 10, like 2015, 2016, when they were super popular and everybody was obsessed with them. And like, I've had the odd EOS lip balm here and there since then, but I recently bought the EOS Mint Lip Balm again, and I forgot how much I loved it, just like the smell, and like, it's just such a good lip balm. So that's a bit of like, not a random recent fave, but a more of a rediscovered fave that I have currently been loving. Moving on to what I'm sipping on. I think the biggest thing going on in my life right now is the fact that I'm moving into my very own first place out of my basement apartment, and into my own condo that I bought, which is absolutely insane to me, and it still kind of blows my mind. But the last like 2 weeks have been packing up my life into boxes and getting ready to move and just all that. So that's definitely the biggest thing going on in my life right now, and kind of the only thing that has been going on in my life right now as well for the past 2 weeks. So that is definitely what I'm sipping on today. Finally, moving into the spill of the tea of today, I really just wanted today's episode to kind of be, as I already mentioned, a get to know me a little bit better and who I am. So let me introduce myself a little bit. Hi, I'm Vanessa Tiu. You guys already know my name, you know that. I am a 21-year-old who lives in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I go to U of T. I'm entering my fourth year come September, so my last year of my undergrad degree, which honestly is kind of crazy that I'm almost done undergrad because I feel like it went by so quickly, and I feel like I can half blame that on COVID just because half of my university career was online, which kind of sucked. But yeah, I'm doing a major in biology for health sci, which basically would have been like a pre-med major. And then I'm doing a double minor in psychology and business. And that is probably one of my most asked questions on all of my platforms is, what are my majors, minors, what program am I in? And so the program that I'm currently in would have previously been considered pre-med, as when I first went into university, that's kind of the path that I was on. I anticipated going into med school, doing my doctorate probably for sports med or just some other type of medicine. That was kind of always the route that I had in mind. But I got into first year and I like school and I like learning, but it just, I don't know, something wasn't clicking. I have a really big passion for health and for fitness, and the med route kind of slowly started falling off. Not only that, but my social medias were all taking off. Both my YouTube, my TikTok, my Instagram, everything was growing. My social media business and just becoming a content creator was really seeming more of like the career pathway for me. It's something that I really love and I'm really passionate about. And so as much as I do love school and the sciences, I really don't think that I'm on that med route anymore, at least not at this point in time. If you guys are curious, I am considering doing my master's in physiotherapy. So along that lines of my health and fitness passion, kind of keeping with that, just because, like I mentioned, I do enjoy school, I do enjoy learning, but the whole university process isn't for me. I'm very much a type A person, a perfectionist, OCD, and I also have major anxiety and panic attacks. So all of those things combined with school makes for a person that unfortunately bases her worth on her grades, and it's something that I've tried to work around, and I continue to try and grow my mindset around that because I don't want to be defined by my grades. But unfortunately, school does put me under a lot of stress. As much as I love the school environment and learning and being on campus, I think that whole situation just isn't for me, and so that's ultimately kind of why I decided not to go down the doctor pathway, just because it's another at least 3 years of school, 5 years of residency. So overall, a lot more school and a lot more stress. And personally, I don't think I can handle that knowing who I am. So that is ultimately kind of why I led away from that pathway. And I'm kind of more on the content creator pathway, still with a heavy passion for health and fitness. I also have my CPT, which is Certified Personal Trainers. And I got that actually the summer before I went into first year. So obviously, there's a big passion for health and fitness within my lifestyle, within my career. And it's just something that I do want to continue to pursue, which is another reason why I wanted to start this podcast, because I just feel like it's something that I have a lot to say on and a lot that I can talk about, and something that I just wanted to share more about with you guys, which I do talk about it on all of my platforms, but I feel like the podcast definitely gives me more of a space to rant because I can definitely get pretty ranty and just chat for a really long time. But I'll give you guys a little bit of a background on how I started content creation and being in that whole realm and career path. So I started YouTube, I want to say it was mid-2016. It was the end of my grade 9 year is when I actually posted my first video. It was a morning routine and I haven't looked back since. So 2016, so it's been 6 years. Okay, I always say it's been 5 years, but it actually has been 6 years now that I'm looking at the timeline of things. I started my Instagram in, I want to say 2017, more so just to go along with my YouTube, but really started the blogger side of things and posting more consistently and actually doing Instagram as well. I want to say summer of 2019, so right before I went into my first year of university. And then TikTok, I started kind of when everybody was starting TikTok, right before COVID and quarantine, in like January, February of 2020 is when I think I uploaded my first TikTok video. But that is kind of how I started each platform, how I got into each space. Basically, YouTube initiated it all for me and led me to where I am now. And I'm so thankful for that, because I think my life would have been so different without having the platforms that I have and without doing the job that I do. And it's just been a crazy, amazing journey that I'm so grateful for and so thankful for. But it definitely would have changed the course of my life if I didn't do it. So it's definitely a big part of my life. It's something that I really enjoy, I talk about, and definitely will be brought up more on this podcast as we go along. Across all of my platforms, I really share everything. I feel like there's a main focus on lifestyle, but also with health, fitness, and fashion aspects as well, just because as much as I love health and fitness, I do have a little bit of a passion for fashion. I'm sorry that rhymed. But I love putting together a good outfit and really being able to express myself in my style and finding my own style. I love aesthetics and that whole more creative side of myself as well. When I was younger, I was really into art and drawing, and I probably will honestly get back into that at some point one day. But I used to draw all the time. And so I feel like for me, all of my social medias are really a creative outlet and a creative passion. I was into photography for a bit in 2015, right before I started my YouTube channel. And so I definitely think that that's where a lot of my creativity stems from. And just my love for doing content creation is because it is a creative outlet for me and some extra way to express myself and create. I definitely am a creative at heart as much as a fitness and health junkie. And I think my love for fitness and health and being that fitness and health junkie stems from my dad, who growing up was always running and doing running races and then got into triathlons. And while it stems from him, I definitely cultured my passion on my own once he kind of started that. I was put into sports at a really young age. Like, I think I started playing soccer at around 4 or 5, my parents put me in. And that actually led me to playing provincial level soccer from the ages of 11 till 13. I also did competitive swimming. I was captain of the basketball team in high school. I played volleyball in high school as well. So my love for all things fitness and sports really stemmed from being thrown into it at a young age and then just growing my passion for it there. But I really didn't start weightlifting or going to the gym until I was, I want to say, almost 16. I was in grade 10 when I got my first gym membership and started weightlifting, just because it was something that I thought looked fun and I just wanted to try it. So I got my first gym membership. It was this tiny Good Life in my small hometown, and I go back there when I go home to visit my parents, and it honestly just holds so many memories because it's such a small space and a lot of the people that worked there when I was in high school still work there now. So there's just a lot of memories every time I go back, and it just reminds me of why I'm so passionate about health and fitness and working out and weightlifting. In terms of exercise, weightlifting is definitely my favorite form of exercise. If you follow all of my social medias or any of my social medias, you know that weightlifting is really the only exercise that I do. I feel like I love a good swim, I love a good bike, but they're definitely not my primary sources of my workouts or in my workout routines. They're something that I more so do on the side or just for fun. But yeah, weightlifting is definitely my primary source. Mind you, I have gotten into doing sprints and some HIIT recently, which has actually kind of been fun, I'm not gonna lie. For the past, I wanna say 3 years since I've been in university, I hated cardio, wanted to stay completely away from it, which is totally reasonable because it is hard if you aren't doing cardio consistently. And even if you are doing cardio consistently, it's hard. So I just kind of stayed away from it altogether. But like I said, recently I've been doing sprints and it's actually been a lot of fun and it's been a bit more of a challenge, and I really enjoy challenging myself in the gym. And so that has been just a nice change, honestly. To wrap up this episode, I wanted to chat a little bit about my journey with health and wellness as well, because I feel that for me, they are one and the same. And my journey with health really stems from just bettering my journey with wellness and growing in that aspect. As I mentioned, I struggle with anxiety. I want to say my anxiety really peaked in high school. I was struggling with panic attacks almost on the daily. There was often times where I had to come home because my anxiety was so bad, or I had a panic attack and I just couldn't deal with it at school. So my mom would pick me up and take me home. And a lot of that also just stemmed from my lack of self-worth, my lack of self-love. And with that, unfortunately, came, I don't want to say an ED, because I was never actually diagnosed with anorexia or bulimia, but I definitely did starve myself, unfortunately, in high school, as well as make myself throw up meals. And it's not something that I talk about a lot. I don't think I've ever really told the full story on any of my social media accounts, where I've mentioned it here and there, but never really fully opened up about it. But so I really struggled with just my mindset around food and what food was and eating, and a lot of body dysmorphia, and overall just had a really bad relationship with food and nutrition and my body. And like I mentioned, I did start going to a gym while I was in high school, and I loved weightlifting. I loved that aspect of it, but unfortunately, sometimes it was a bit of a self-punishment, which exercise should never be. Exercise should always be something you're doing because you love your body and you want to take care of it and you want to get movement in and you want to push yourself in ways that are good for you. But yeah, I would obsessive CalTrack. I would call it macro counting and thought it was good for me. But realistically, looking back on it now, I was not doing it in a healthy way. And while sometimes I do actually macro track now for my goals, looking back on when I did it in high school, it was not healthy whatsoever at all, because it was detrimental to my mindset and my whole thought process of what nutrition was and what healthy eating was and just overall my relationship with food. And I can't exactly place my finger on who it was or what it was, but I distinctly remember coming across a YouTube video of a girl who was talking about her relationship with food, her past diagnosed ED, and just her mindset around eating now as she's recovering from her ED. And that really changed my outlook on food, nutrition. She is what I guess you would call a fitness guru. She did workout videos and weightlifting videos, and but overall really talked about her journey with her ED and nutrition. And I wish I could remember who it was that this YouTuber was, but she was amazing. And I think I can really credit her to a lot of what started my mindset changes and my mindset growth. And one of the biggest ones was that recognizing that food is fuel. And if you want to grow and you want to be able to learn and you want to be able to do all the things that you want to do in a day, food is fuel and it helps you do all those things. And that is the biggest thing that I really remind myself any time that I feel myself slipping a little bit, is that food is fuel. It's there to help you. It's there to nourish you and overall just help take care of you, help your body function properly. And so when you fuel your body with the right nutrients, it flourishes even more. But with that, I also had to go through a lot of mindset changes and a lot of just a big self-love and self-growth journey, because you can't really just change one aspect of your mindset if it's impacting all of your other aspects of your mindset as well. So throughout the last few years of high school, and I want to say the first year of university, it's almost the second year as well, I worked on my self-love and my self-growth. And for those of you that know, I am a Christian, and so I really took that to God and took my struggles to Him and talked to Him about it. But besides that, I also did read self-help books. I talked to my friends and family and really just worked on positive affirmations and fueling a better mindset. As mentioned, I am a psychology student, and one of the biggest things that I've learned is that you can change your mindset by changing the neural pathways. So if you have a constant negative mindset, that's the easy pathway for your brain to flow down. But the more you start thinking positively, the more you start saying things positively outwards, the more you change your neurons' pathway to actually go down that positive pathway, and it kills off that negative one. So if you don't want to believe me that positive affirmations work, that just thinking positively, speaking positively, overall outwardly negating your negative mindset changes your mental state, changes your literal brain composition, you can go ahead and look it up for yourself. But I'm just going to leave it at that for the whole psychological and brain neural activity side of it, because I don't want to get too scientific here. But another thing that I really started doing to kind of better my mindset and my journey with self-love and myself was that I actually started gratitude journaling and journaling again. And no, I don't mean in the Dear Diary sense, which I did do while I was in high school, and and I actually found a few of my older ones the other day, and reading it over, I'm glad I have those records because it shows me how much progress I've made. But now my journaling style definitely isn't like that at all. I use the 5-minute journal as my gratitude journal, which is just 3 things that you're grateful for, 3 things that would make today great, and then just some positive affirmations. But then I also use just a daily journal that has a 1-line prompt at the top, which ranges from all different topics, but is really more of a self-growth and self-discovery, and kind of teases out some of those questions that you may be too afraid to ask yourself, or maybe didn't even know to ask yourself in the first place. And I find that that really helps kind of tease out those inner thoughts, especially if you're someone like me who's really to yourself and doesn't often open up to a lot of people or has difficulty kind of talking about those deeper things with people. You need to at least be able to talk about it with yourself and really kind of figure out what's going on in your brain and understand why you're feeling the way you're feeling. Because yes, you may be upset, and maybe you don't necessarily know at that moment in time why you're upset or why you're having a bad day, but there's definitely something that caused it. And that's something that I had to learn, because I used to think that my panic attacks came out of nowhere, that I was having a bad day, that I was really anxious or upset for absolutely no reason at all. And that's how I went through high school. But as I am now a young adult and I'm off in the real world, realizing that I have to better understand myself and better understand my thoughts, and that thoughts and the way we're feeling don't just happen for no reason. Something caused it. Something made it happen. And so I find that that type of journal really helps me kind of tease out those inner thoughts, and then also maybe make me feel more comfortable about talking about them. I feel like that's definitely one thing that I don't necessarily share a whole lot, is that not only growing up, but even now, I definitely am someone who has had difficulty and struggles talking about my struggles and talking about those deeper things. And so I'm really excited to be able to share more of that on the podcast, and hopefully that there is someone out there listening that maybe doesn't have someone to talk to or thinks they're going through something by themselves that maybe they can relate to and know that they're not going through it by themselves, that they're not alone, and there is someone out there that understands, and that there's a little bit of advice or a little bit of help, a little bit of hope, just something out there that is a tether that you can listen to and might give you a little piece of happiness and just a smile for the day. But with that, I am going to wrap up today's episode. I feel like I gave you guys a pretty good understanding of a little bit of who I am. And just like I said, I really wanted this to be a get to know me episode, in case you don't know me very well, or if you're just stumbling upon this episode. I wanted to give you guys background of a little brief overview into my journey with all things health, wellness, and fitness, and where everything of me stems from, my life right now. And overall, like I said, open this up to be a good conversation starter, and just get you guys comfortable with me and who I am as the host of the Health Cafe. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I can't wait for the next episode. Stay tuned. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. I can't wait to read all of your reviews. I would absolutely love if you are able to leave a review, but I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I will see you, or not see you, you will hear me. You will hear me in the next episode. Bye guys, I love you.